possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. You can say that in your car or wherever you are, by the way, every day with this. It's a release. Hey, I'll tell you who else got a release today. That is Michael Penix Jr. Mike, these joint practices wrapped up with the Titans. We'll see them on Friday night. Preseason game number 2, and that starts right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 5 o'clock on Friday, guys. But the big news today, outside of the work they got in, was that Penix was involved in a big skirmish. I'm not making this up, guys. Mike, everybody ran in there.
Yeah, they started scrapping. There was a few, like, pushing and shoving, like the garden variety stuff. And then Penix uncorks another touchdown of what would be a nice big gain. And all of a sudden, we looked down like, wait a minute. And there's a giant scrum, and everybody's rushing. And the Falcons, they run another practice area, just running over, and everybody's pushing and shoving. Penix is on the bottom of the pile, and we'll hear what he had to say about it and explain. We'll give you more for later in the hour. But I just love the fact that, you know, he's on point for this. He's not shying away from it. He's taking leadership. And, again, we don't see our guy get injured in a meaningless practice in a scrap. But there's just something to be said for the toughness factor, the way the team responds. Look, I think any team would do likewise with their quarterback, but it is kind of cool to see the Falcons doing this.
Yeah, look, our quarterback wears a durag, first and foremost. Secondly, he is about that life, okay? And I know many of you are like, well, whatever. I felt like this was one of those moments, Mike, that many quarterbacks would have shied away from. Yeah, call me another B!
Right.
And walked away. Michael Penix was like, excuse me? Did you just call me? And he went right there. And all of a sudden, when they put their hands on him, then our guys lost their mind, and rightfully so. The bottom line with this is, and I've been telling you this, Atlanta, I don't think he's going to be a guy that you can shake that way. Like, he's going to make mistakes. Mike, he's going to throw a pick. But I don't think he's a guy that when he is rolling or you feel like you can get in his head, and this is what guys try to do with right quarterbacks, especially young guys. I'm going to talk to him, you know, oh, you ain't playing that well today. Well, they started talking some noise, and then all of a sudden he hit Bray Ray on that big pass, and he was like, excuse me, what were you guys saying? And then he got called out of his name. With that said, Penix today was talking about this, and we're going to let you hear what he had to say about the team. But before we get to that, Mike, he might have slipped up today with something that we've been wondering about when it comes to our man Darnell Mooney. Now, we were at the presser today. Raheem Morris is talking to us before practice, talking about things they want to work on. Give us an update on guys. We asked, Coach, any update on Darnell Mooney? Mike, the last 3 days, it's been no update. Right. Last week, no update. He's day-to-day. Then the day when Michael Penix was asked about it, because I said on social media, and follow Mike, he's Mike Bell ATL. I'm at Put Him Up, see Dukes. I do not know if he will be available for week 1, but it feels like we still have time. Then today, here's what Penix said about Mooney.
Obviously, Mooney, you know, we'll have him back coming up in the season. I feel like he should be back week 1. Not sure as far as that. I'm not going to talk too much about that. But he's been doing good with his recovery and stuff like that. So we definitely know we have him as well, and he's going to be a big-time playmaker for us.
He will be back by week 1? Oh, I mean, I don't know about that. I don't need to talk about that.
Yeah, and you're talking about recovery from a procedure? was just recovering from an ailment. It's an upper body, it's shoulder. He basically hit the ground hard after being like up in the air about 5 feet, landed on his arm, kind of funny. We were there at practice the day it happened. And we like Casey Washington. We like that we talked to Chris Blair today. But Darnell Mooney's just in a different level. He's got another gear, you know, and he's just that guy. And it's going to be, you know, something I said to Carl yesterday, a great chance, opportunity for Kyle Pitts and Zach Robinson to, hey, Pitts can be the hero, man. And be the rescue to the rescue. Yes,
that's right.
You know, until we get all the elements. I know it's a different type of player, but you can still find mismatches for him, and he's a quasi tight end wide receiver. That's why you drafted him fourth overall. But getting back to what he said, yeah, this Mooney thing, I asked Coach today. Coach won't answer it. But Penix just let it slip. It's a significant injury.
It is, but it sounds like he knows more than what they're leading on to.
Well, I don't know why they just won't say. Look, I get it. Bill Belichick started this bunker mentality thing that everybody now has to have, like this military secret, like, you know, like we're in Area 51 and nothing to see here. These aren't the droids you're looking for and all that crap. But I mean, like, I can remember being at camp. There was an injury. Dan Reeves would say, yeah, O.J. Santiago's hurt. Got banged up today. He's gonna maybe going to miss some time. How hard is that? But they just won't, for whatever reason, Raheem is not wired that way.
No, and I think, and remember, here's the other part, and all of us in the media, we're talking about this today, all the guys that are there, and all the ladies as well, because they do a terrific job, the TV folks. But we were all just saying, dude, this happened the first day of full pads. It's been 3 weeks. This isn't like a week old. So we're talking about literally like three plays into the first pads, Mike, and he makes a diving or attempts to make a diving catch, boom, lands on his shoulder, and then he leaves the field. And that day we reported to you guys, oh, Darnell Mooney left the field today. Okay, now we're 3 weeks later. So that's why there's concern when we start saying, all right, why are we not getting this? But it sounds like hopefully Michael Penix is leading us to that point where he might be ready. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What about after the brawl happened? I want you guys to realize this. Michael Penix, after the brawl, was 7 of 15. So the brawl happens, right? They're getting the work in. He's throwing the ball around, 11 on 11. Brawl happens. You finally get your senses about you. Hey, guys, we got to get back to work.
Right.
Mike, that might rattle some guys. He went right back to work, 7 of 15. Here's what he said about afterwards.
Oh, it was great work. So I'm glad we didn't cancel practice so we can get that, finish that work. Because I know more scuffles ended up happening after that on the other field and stuff like that. But for everybody to still continue to, just let's move on from it and finish practice, you know, to get those reps, to get that work so that we can go out there and get better. You know, it was good that we was able to do that.
Didn't bother him at all. This is what I do.
From Dade City. You don't know where I'm from.
That's right.
Yeah, man. We were talking about it, man. Pierce, if you missed yesterday's show, we were getting ready to interview Kadarrell Hodge. And two Tennessee players are walking by, and we literally hear him say, man, at 27, man, Pierce is talking some blank. So we knew that there was going to be a really feisty Tennessee attitude. They got embarrassed. We dominated them yesterday. So they came in, and they brought some heat. Said it last hour. We joked around about Calvin Ridley. He beats A.J. Terrell, then goes, back up to a bunch of fans as he's running down with the ball. Not sure what he was.
What the man, the ball, the chip.
So that's what I, because D Leg goes, what did Ridley say? And I said, he was.
That's what it sounded like.
Ridley was worked in such a lather that he literally, Carl, was speaking in tongues when he burned the Falcons for a touchdown over the, I guess, perceived slight for what all that happened years ago.
Yes, he can still play. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. What about Michael Penix not playing in the preseason? This is the other thing we learned this week, right? We know right. After these 2 days, guys, they did a lot of stuff. He's not gonna play Friday.
No.
Here's what he said about affecting. How does this affect him?
I don't think it affected my preparation at all. I mean, last year I was a rookie, and I played one preseason game for I don't even know a couple drives, and when I felt good, like I'm always gonna be ready. That's my job, is to be ready whenever week one come. And and in college you didn't have no preseason. It's like you got your spring game and you going into week one. So it's the same thing. I'm gonna be ready week one. Whenever it count, I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna show up.
Like this kid, man.
I really do. And we said this earlier in the show, just for guys, I know it's a different audience at 2 sometimes than it is at 5. But Carl and I were saying, you know, yes, this isn't like we just did something, we saw something that's never happened before in the NFL, but it's not something I see on a regular basis with the Falcons. But how about that? You know, we talked about the 2014, Hard Knocks, and the famous Smitty soundbite. We always joke around, you know, the Falcons are soft. The Falcons are tough. And you can't just pretend that you're all of a sudden now you're rough and tough, you won't get pushed around, unless you draft some guys that have some edge and some attitude. Now, again, fine line. I don't want guys that are spent their childhood in Boys Town, you know what I mean? But I do want some guys, but I want some dudes that come with some street and some edge. And I think we've got a nice balance there of veterans and young guys that got some toughness.
And by the way, that initial brawl, as you heard Michael talk about, there were others. But that was first-team offense against their first-team defense.
Right.
That's where it popped off.
1v1. 1v1.
So if you're going, was James Pierce involved? No, because our defense was on the other field, and Pierce and those guys are working on the other field. So when this all happened, you saw those guys go kind of looking to the other field because, again, you had coaches and personnel and everybody running over there. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. One other thing for Michael Penix I want you to hear, and that is what we're talking about.
That's what it's about, you know, protecting your brothers. That's what I grew up on. I got two little brothers. I always got to protect them, and they know I'm there if they need me. And like Drake and the rest of the guys was, they felt I needed them, and they came and helped me. So that's what it's all about. You know, we here, we got each other's backs. So we're going to ride with each other right or wrong. So that's what it's about.
Drake was one of the first people up in there.
Oh, and Drake.
I'm just going to tell y'all.
And we were talking about this. It was a rookie linebacker from UCLA. And he was
he's a killer.
Dre was yelling at him. Now, I don't know if they knew each other from Southern California. It's a UCLA thing. This guy was a transfer from Cal Berkeley. But either way, Drake and him were practice is over.
Yeah.
And Drake's like, hey, right here. And he was just chirp, making the chirp face and, you know, hand signal.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of juice. Problem is, none of these people are going to be playing the game on Friday night.
No, they won't be.
It'll be left to the backups to bring that heat.
Well, yeah, look, and that's probably a good thing because we might have to suspend that game and kick everybody out. But the good news is they got the work in and nobody was injured, guys. Good couple of days of practice. I think that's how Ra would describe it. Raheem Morris, our head coach. I think that's how Jeff Ulbrich would describe it as well. We'll let you hear what he had to say. And also Caden Ellis talking about the quarterback and what he thought about Michael Penix today. It's not what we think. It's what his teammates think. And we're going to let you hear that coming up in about 20 minutes. But when we come back, we got to talk about guys sucking and not being good, but yet they're still running them out there. And it makes no sense. And Mike just got me a little bit more upset a few minutes ago when you said what to me. What did you say to me?
Looks like we're looking at the return in a few days of Ronald Acuna.
For what? Why?
Because.
For what?
Because not everybody just shows up for the free novelty items that they'll be giving away to the first 15,000 fans.
I got boss, you know.
Come on, Ronald.
Folks through the turnstiles. And
tell them no.
I mean,
tell them you're still hurt. I know you do. Tell them you're still hurt.
Because Braves Holdings does not want to see a drop in revenue in the final quarter. Perhaps.
Yeah, perhaps. You just said that to me. I don't want to hear that.
Hey,
Mike.
Man, but we'll talk to Grant about it. By the way, it wasn't just seeing Strider get lit. Skeens got lit up by the Brewers. Skeens got shellacked.
He did.
But the point now, people are saying, oh, the Brewers stealing signs. It looks so amazing. I'm like, no.
They're on fire. Right. Here's the deal, though. Strider's not been good.
No, but here's the thing. Does he need to work through it, or do you just shut it down, and it's going to take nothing?
Shut him down.
And it's going to take 18 months to come off the surgery to the wrist and the forearm.
I know what you guys are saying. You want to shut everybody down. Why not?
I don't know.
I got boss, you know.
All right, we're coming back. Grant McCauley's next.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, let's talk about what happened last night because we have to. It's Grant McCauley here with us. It's Dukes and Bell, and I say that because I just expected more. Man, my expectations for Spencer Strider whenever he goes out there and even when he struggled is just he's going to bounce back. He didn't. 8 runs, 8 hits, 3 home runs. Grant, what happened?
Yeah, it's been a rough time for him, and I think that his comments after this game were pretty telling of really where he is on his scale of getting back to the pitcher he expects to be. As we were talking about yesterday, I felt like the velocity carried better in the last start, and I felt like it was there at times against the Mets, but the bottom line on what Spencer Strider wasn't able to do was locate where he needed to in order to be successful. It really doesn't matter what you throw. If you put it in some of the places and some of the counts where Spencer Strider did, he made some mistakes. The Mets made him pay for it, and as we know, we talked about yesterday, the Mets were searching for any kind of life, and they found a lot at his expense yesterday.
Again, we're not orthopedists, nor are you, but does it take 2 years to fully bounce back from UCL?
I think that this year is more of a journey to get back to where he wants to be. I mean, I haven't seen or known of anybody I can think of that's gotten Tommy John surgery or this UCL brace and come back the very next year and been everything that they were right before. It's usually this process of not only feeling confidence again in, you know, the rehab process physically, but then mentally, I think there's a lot of hurdles that come with that and kind of marrying the two together when it comes to being the pitcher and the execution and all the finesse and things that go into it. Even for a guy that you might not think, well, Spencer Strider, finesse pitcher. Well, maybe not by most people's scale, but he has to be enough in order to be successful. And that's really been his problem here. So to answer your question, I think that, you know, in many of the ways that we've talked about why it's important for guys to keep pitching, it's so they can get through all of this stuff and get back to being who they are capable of with a normal offseason, not spent rehabbing, not spent doing all the things he was having to do this time a year ago, and get back to being who he expects to be. And I think he's going to find it. It's just not an overnight process.
Do the Braves feel the velocity will ever get back to close to what it was, or he's going to have to develop more pitches?
No, I think they expect it to tick back up. And, I mean, we saw it hit 98 last night. So it's not like it's just not there and he's out here throwing 92, 93 mile an hour four-seamers and you're just baffled as to why he's getting hit. I think some of this was also the placement and the execution of those pitches. There's still some margins that a pitcher of his velocity and his ability with his breaking ball as well can have a lot more success than last night. And I kind of harken back to he got on a really nice run, about 9 start runs, so not a small sample size, where he really seemed to look like the guy that we expect to see more times than not. The last 4 starts, it's just kind of been this little slide back and back and back. And obviously, you know, what happened last night is a career worst start for him, home runs and runs wise. And prior to that, the Milwaukee start was the most hits he'd ever allowed. So, you know, he's got to generate more swings and misses. The velocity certainly helps with that, but his slider is, as much as anything, his biggest swing and miss pitch.
All right, Grant, Mike just told me it sounds like they're going to activate Ronald Acuna. Don't know why. That's just me.
I don't know why we keep having this conversation, though, Carl. I'm really baffled.
Well, I'm not. It's simple. The season is lost. There's no reason to play Ronald Acuna this month or next month until next season. We're not playing for anything. Grant, it's not that hard for me. That's where I'm at. I know you disagree, but you're going to tell me the integrity of the locker room and the clubhouse and guys want to play? I just think that's all crap. I think that's all baloney. And if the Braves didn't want to play Ronald Acuna, or for that matter, bring Chris Sale back, they don't have to. But I don't want to hear all this other stuff about he needs to play. For what?
I mean, there are a lot of different things I can say, but with respect, I just don't think you know what you're talking about with this kind of stuff. Because
Grant, I do know what I'm talking about. I covered Major League Baseball for 10 years. I know exactly what I'm talking about when it comes to this.
How many times have you walked into the Braves clubhouse to get a good feel of the personalities and how they interact?
I don't have to walk into the Braves clubhouse. I've been in multiple clubhouses in my career.
I'm not trying to call that into question. I'm just saying, like, this impassioned plea to just not play a guy who's healthy enough to play with this much of the season left, I will challenge you to find any team out there where you can come up with an example of this happening and a team doing this.
There are teams who have made the decision to not play their stars and not said the real reason why they're not. What I am simply saying is what you want is for them to be forthcoming and honest about, hey, he's healthy, he's back. There are teams who have, Grant, you know this, who have fudged the margins to make sure that, hey, you know what, we're going to keep him out a little bit longer. That stuff happens. Let's not act like it doesn't.
Keeping him out a little bit longer is something that I feel like the Braves did when they brought him back through his rehab to come back from this knee injury to begin with. If you shut him down every time he has an ache or a pain or an issue or a malady, how can you ever depend on this guy to play? Not to mention the fact that, A, he's healthy and wants to play. B, it does send a message, whether you like it or not, to everybody else in that clubhouse of the expectation of what guys come to do every given day. And you cannot say that it doesn't. That's just, it's intellectually dishonest, and I just don't agree with it. I'm not trying to be overly impassioned about it, because honestly, if he plays, you know, you need to be able to expect him to be the player that he's capable of being. And I think if he can do that, he should be on the field. And I think that's really just the bottom line with this. I mean, this season can be lost, and it is lost. And I think that everybody has certainly felt a certain way about that. But I just don't think it should change who you are and how you operate on a day-to-day basis with going out there and doing everything you can as a team, as a unit, to try to win games with the personnel that you have.
And real quick, let me add this to Grant's comment. I'm not telling you Ronald Acuna doesn't want to play. What I'm telling you is this should be a team decision. This is not Ronald Acuna going to them and not saying, hey, I don't want to. Every player wants to play. We talk about that all the time. Grant, and we know we will disagree on this, but I appreciate your comments. Mike, what do you got?
No, and I was just to double down. I know we've talked about the Mike Trout thing. I understand where Carl's coming from. I understand where Grant's coming from. I just think, you know, when you're playing for a pennant race or you're trying to, if there was a glimmer of hope, I would feel differently, Grant, and I would agree with you. But I just feel knowing where you are and knowing his recent injury history, that's why I would err on that side. Meanwhile, Chris Sale, it's full steam ahead with Sale.
Yeah, it is. He threw 40 pitches in his rehab start yesterday with the Gwinnett Stripers. It looks like, as we talked about, they can continue to ramp that pitch count up. I thought he might throw a few more pitches yesterday than he did, but it looks, I think, that the Braves want to give him that 75 or 80 pitch count mark. So maybe this is the first of three rehab assignments for him. Maybe it's two rehab starts and a bullpen session that helps him get up to that level. But, you know, to your point and to Carl's point, I mean, we're not trying to rush people and be irresponsible with the decisions here. I think that's really one of the important things that I don't want to see just kind of get thrown out with this. I mean, I'm in any way, shape, or form am I advocating. You know what you should do is take your franchise players, your all-stars, your aces, your Cy Youngs, and put them in immediate danger with no thought about what the health implications are for them. I am diametrically opposed to that. It's the fact that I think that, you know, these guys are telling you that they're ready. Their performance, obviously, their physical health tells you that they're ready to play. And there's just, I think, some things to be gleaned that ultimately may not show up in the box score every night and may not show up in the standings, because quite obviously they've had a lot of trouble with that this year. but gets them to where they need to get to the finish line of 2025 to come into 2026 ready to be the best they can possibly be, the most prepared they can possibly be. And Chris Sale, not just me, but Chris Sale talked about that at length after he threw that bullpen session.
And Grant, as Grant McCauley, guys, joins us as the Braves continue the series with the Mets up at Citi Field, we talked a lot about Olson. Olson's numbers are really good. The home run power probably not where it needs to be. I know Austin Riley missed time with an injury. When the story of this year is written, why was Austin Riley down?
That's a good question. When my conversations with Austin, it's really been about, you know, looking at the numbers. I'm like, well, the batting average is kind of where he expects to be, but he's just basically said that the damage hasn't been there in those swings. And I think he said that his swing has been a little bit too steep, which from my understanding basically means he's hitting some high fly balls. He's topping some baseballs that he should be barreling and hitting a much longer way. And he just hasn't been able to find and basically split the difference between those two outcomes. And that, I think, is why we see the big down for Austin Riley this year in terms of power, run production, all of that. He's also been a little bit more strikeout prone this year than he's been in some recent years. And, you know, that's ultimately work that you do every single day to try to get a little bit better. But the health stuff, the abdomen stuff, obviously hasn't helped over the last month either.
All right, man. We'll see what happens tonight and where this goes. Mets, they needed – we said it. This was their get-right series because they had been falling off, and we're helping them. Hopefully we don't help them again tonight. It is Cookie Carrasco, Mike, on the hill tonight.
That's correct. Brian Snicker is familiar with his work.
And Grant, appreciate the spirited conversation as always. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. I appreciate you. Thank you.
No doubt. That's Grant McCauley, guys. Brother to the right or brother to the night, either way. He says, Dukes, Grant is right. Let the man play. I just have my varying opinions about this because, again, you are the same people who will call this show and say, I can't believe they let Acuña play as soon as something happens between now and the end of the season. It's dumb.
Yeah, I mean, as I said to Grant, if there, you know, there's a smidgen of hope, you know, if you were able to make some moves at the deadline. But again, this the die was cast. And I just think, and I'm not trying to, you know, be a broken record on this, but I do think that Ronald is very close to being in that Mike Trout territory. And that's the last thing we want, where every year there's something new. And this year, it's just scary. And when you do have the argument that Carl put out there, which I happen to agree with, that there's just nothing gained by it other than putting fannies in the seats because you're going to see Ronald Acuña at the ballpark.
404-726-0929. You can let us know what you think. And again, this idea that, and I have to say this too, everybody in every clubhouse, in every locker room, guys, everybody's not treated the same. Everybody's not treated the same. And so when you start talking about the obligation of players to, you know, having to come back, if you are actually playing for something, I totally agree with that. If Ronald Acuña was coming back to a team that was in the hunt and we needed the last month of the season, Mike, to get accomplished our goals, I would be pushing for him to come back. That makes sense. Right. To me, this doesn't. But that's just where I'm at. You guys can tell us what you think. When did they say he might be activated? By when?
End of the week.
Okay.
So we'll see.
All right.
I mean, could be a couple of days. I mean, it's a tough position to be in because you are a lame duck. And, you know, he's an electrifying player. I mean, he put this team on his back.
He did.
I mean, gave an instant spark.
Mike, but he just played the first 2 months and was an all-star.
But I just, you know, that's I'm with you. It's just like it's counterintuitive to every fiber in my being about competition and let's get out there and do it. But the injuries and the injury bug in Major League Baseball, the way things happen nowadays, it's just so different than it was, you know, 20 years ago.
All right, good stuff from Grant. We want to hear from you on that. We're going to come back. We're going to let you hear Caden Ellis on what he thought about Michael Penix, these fights today. If you're just tuning in, there were a bunch of skirmishes at the joint practices. But bottom line is, Falcons got their work in, man, and they looked really good. For Falcon fans, that should make you feel good. It's Dukes and Bell.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to let you hear what Caden Ellis had to say about the fights today. And if you're going to fight, yes, like in elementary school, right? Fight!
Fight!
Oh, watch out. Oh, he's stalling on him. He's fine, okay. Yeah. Hold on now.
I remember.
Oh, get it cracking then. Let's go.
It was cracking, man, as the warrior poet Snoop Dogg laid out there. That audio, by the way, is from an LA Kings game from a couple years ago. You can find it on YouTube. It's
so funny.
Priceless. So Snoop comes in as like a guest announcer for like a period. It's gold.
And a fight broke out. Yep. But no, I was going to say, Mike, as far as, you know, the fights in middle school, I think is where I remember where everybody would just kind of hold around. And it became a big deal until, you know, the officials or the authorities or teachers showed up and broke this thing up. And everybody would be circled around. He'd be like, fight!
Right.
And it became a big deal. But that's kind of how it was today. Luckily, nobody was injured. And the bottom line is, Falcon fans, they got the work in they needed. Michael Penix felt fine. He felt good. As I said on social media, I just feel like this team from up front, from the offensive line to the defensive line with James Pierce and the way he's come in talking noise and backing it up. And the big boys up front, we're just not going to take any crap from anybody. Now, does it mean we'll be good, Mike? That is still yet to be determined. But you're building what they call a playing attitude. You're building an identity. And how you continue to build that, Mike, is you run the ball and you be physical. You stop the run on the defensive side and you be physical. You get turnovers, and all of a sudden you start to win games, and this becomes who you are. Those are the things we haven't yet to see. But I love what I saw today.
Yeah, I mean, it goes back to, you know, our mission statement about, you know, the Falcons. Our defense has been terrible. Our defense gets pushed around. You know, I mean, the last couple of years, the defense is good. When an old school, you know, 70-year-old defensive coordinator comes in and literally uses scheme to basically turn lemonade, right? Yeah. Lemons into lemonade. And then since then, we've just been, you know, like the island of misfit toys. Ryan Nielsen actually didn't do too bad a job. We've never had a pass rush consistent. You know, we've got one great corner, and a lot of guys were kind of, you know, confused about which is what they are. We got Jesse Bates. Now, all of a sudden, we've got like five guys that can rush the passer. We've got depth. We might find out through, you know, maybe, you know, Jeff Ulbrich's influence that D'Angelo Malone, you know, a third-round pick out of Western Kentucky, you know, out of Cedar Grove, might be better suited as an inside linebacker.
Sure.
So all of a sudden now, and look, and this goes back to when guys ask me, why are you so lukewarm about Ross sometimes? You wasted a year with that Jimmy Lake defense. Now, we were limited with our resources, but still you had guys miscast. Jeff Ulbrich, I mean, he's bringing some stuff, and I got to take a knee and say, because I wasn't worried about that hire, but I think he's got this thing dialed in. But getting back to your initial point, it's toughness, it's physicality. Yes, any team in the NFL, if their quarterback's on the ground, there's going to be a fracas. But the way this team rallies around Michael Penix, the way they support him, hell, the way they support Kyle Pitts in his up-and-down journey as an NFL player, there's a real vibe here. And it's, you know, it's funny. This team might have more of the brotherhood than Dan Quinn ever wanted. You know, for lack of a better word.
That's a good point. Let me hear Caden Ellis talk about what he thought about the Penix situation today.
And I'm off on the sideline, and one of the guys comes up to me and he's like, dude, yeah, our quarterback's different. Our quarterback's different. And I was like, what happened? And they said, he was the one fighting, and everybody jumped the dude. I was like, all right, Mike, I love you, dog. That's my dude. That's my quarterback, QB1. So it's awesome seeing the competitive energy from him.
Man, our quarterback is different because he's right. It's usually some big linebacker or an offensive lineman. I said this to Mike Johnson today because, you know, he played O-line. I said, see, you O-lineman always trying to start stuff. And he started laughing. But it's usually those guys. It's not your quarterback. What? Get your hands off me. It's not your quarterback that say, oh, you want to go?
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, there's a big skirmish. That's what made this different.
Right. And he's like, he's lighting them up. The Titans are in a lot of zone defense, and he's just cutting them up. Drake London, I mean, as usual, 9-5. You know, just zipping all over the place. Another scrap that started. Casey Washington in a punt drill, special teams drill. Guys are mouthing off after the whistle. Just picks up a guy. Pow! Body slams him. No, I mean, it's just, and this is a guy battling for a position. This is a guy's battling for, you know, Darnell Mooney's job. Well, until we get him back, we also found out from Michael Penix Jr. that might be a minute. You know, they will not give us a straight answer about Darnell Mooney's health. Wish they would. So, I mean, I wonder if we could see Kyle Pitts come to the rescue. But anyway, Pitts had a good practice week, I thought, so far, right?
Yes, he has.
I think, you know, the offensive.
He caught a touchdown in the red zone stuff today. Yeah.
Offensive line, look, you're struggling with Jeffrey Simmons, one of the best, you know, three technique guys in football. I thought we saw a big Tennessee offensive line really struggling. I thought Jalen Walker popped today. How about that? And you talked about Rook. You and I were watching. You brought it up, and Rook busts through the middle and totally disrupts the Titans' play.
Yeah, they were running like a little reverse jet sweep kind of deal. And, you know, what happens there is if there's no penetration, then the running back or whoever has the ball has the ability to kind of get in there and cut up whenever he wants.
He had no alley.
He didn't. And that's because Rook pushed his guy literally 3 feet into the backfield, and all of a sudden the play got pushed back. You're going to lose yards on that. And we were saying, like, if you just watch the tackle, you're like, hey, good play. What you didn't see is why the play happened, which was Rook destroying his guy up front. So, Mike, we need to see more of that. The word we continue to use is disruptive, guys. That's what Rook needs to be. And Coach Rod talked about it today before practice, saying he's seeing more of that. If those things happen, because there's a lot of times he's going to be down there double-teamed, and, Mike, he's not going to be able to do that.
Right.
But if you're going to just leave me single man-on-man and you're running stuff like that, I'm going to be disruptive. Here's one more thing from Caden Ellis today talking about the competitiveness.
You know, just seeing competitive greatness, seeing a competitive edge, it's just – guys got it or they don't. And in moments like that, everybody reacts different ways. I'm not saying everybody that's a fighter is great and everybody that's not isn't. But when you see the edge come out of someone for whatever reason, whatever struck that chord in them, and you see it come out, you know, it just solidifies everything else you already think about.
See, that? There you go. He puts it crystal clear and on a point.
Crystal?
Crystal. Are we clear?
Clear.
Crystal.
Yes.
You and Grant were kind of like Jack and Tom right there. You want Acuña on that wall.
You need Acuña on that wall.
Who's going to do it if he's injured? You, Lieutenant Weinberg.
So true.
Am I clear? You're going to put Acuña's life in danger.
That's right. That's right.
I asked you danger. Is there any other kind? I don't need it read back to me. But anyway. I was joking around. Guys hit me up on the text. I go, wow, you got to throw some cold water on Carl and Grant. I said, I'm just glad to be the guy either not yelling or yelling at everybody.
Oh, look, man, I love Grant. He does a terrific job.
But we just disagree.
We just disagree on this.
Right.
And we, guys, that's fine.
And we all have respect for each other. We just, every now and again, mom and dad or mom and the uncle and dad have an argument.
It's all good. But
you answer me.
I love that Grant said at the end of that, like, again, we're not trying to rush guys back because, you know, we're being irresponsible in this situation. That's a different conversation. He disagrees with my opinion about why you don't do this. And I disagree with why he's saying you should. That's where we're at. But I love him. All right. What were we at?
No, just talking about this. You know, that's a great point.
Are we clear?
From Caden Ellis. Because he just laid it out there. No, I mean, you don't have to be in a fight to be good. Although, I wish Arcia had taken a swing at
That's a whole other conversation.
This goes back to it. You're letting somebody punk you. You're letting the Phillies turned an innocuous comment in the clubhouse into, oh, my God, they're making friggin' T-shirts about this. And now Bryce is he's mean money. How do you let a man stare you down the way? And RC is a lightweight in every sense of the word.
How are you going to let another man stare you down?
I mean, he's just a lightweight. I'm sorry. I mean, he is. I'm never big RC, but you know that. But yes. I mean, but this goes back to the culture. We just had the anniversary of the great Padres Braves dust up, you know? And there's just times that, you know, you need to step up. And as you heard Cagnelli say, there's a certain edge about Penix Jr. And this is why I'm saying just if you – and if this is what Terry Fontenot saw a year ago, then just put all the chips and all the – go all in and just draft this guy and make him your quarterback from the jump. And don't mess with Cousins and spend that money on D. But either way, now a year later, with him having the controls, Carl, of this team – we're seeing what he means to this team, and these guys freaking love him.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, man, as we have been up at camp, and again, big shout-out to all of our listeners who came by, the Taj Mahal Hooters up there in the Mall of Georgia right there. It was just so much fun over the last 3 weeks.
Gwinnett is popping.
It is, and we were up there, you know, consecutive days, and then we had our stop mic at Buffalo's Cafe up there, Flowery Branch as well. So we just want to say any and everybody who came out at any point to say, yo, what's up? Hey, man, how are you guys? Love you guys. Thank you guys. We thank you. And without you guys, there would be no us. And we really appreciate the support. More importantly, all the things that you guys, the kind comments, and you know, you really make our day, man. So I just want to put that out there because I know we've been on the road, Mike. It feels like we've been a band here for the last 3 weeks. We've been on the road a lot. But we'll be back to those places as the season gets underway, and we'll be letting you know what's going on. But it's been fun. And a lot of those open practices, I hope you fans didn't take that for granted, because last year we told you, like, hey. Oh,
we missed it.
Yeah, and this year there was energy and there was, you know, there was a vibe. And so even today, man, with this when this fight broke out, I thought Falcon fans were going to jump the hill. I mean, it was like, did they just touch my quarterback?
Everybody felt that way. Everybody was – it was, we had four scraps. It was great. It's funny. I mean, like, literally, D-Led's writing down, and that one involved – oh, there's another one. You know, no sooner was the media like Joe Patrick and everybody else tweeting this stuff out, all of a sudden, whammy, here we go again.
Yeah. So wanted to put that out there. We will have the Falcons preseason game again tomorrow. Those teams will work out, both teams on their own, and then they'll be back on Friday. Coverage begins at 5 o'clock here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Before we get to next week, it'll be Dallas. That's the final preseason game. And then we get to the cut point, guys, because after this Cowboys game, that's when, Mike, you're going to find out who really is going to make this team. And we've talked to a lot of guys. And I know some of you, you know, today, for example, we talked to Chris Blair. Blair's having a really good camp. He caught a touchdown in the first preseason game. He's going to play a lot probably in the second preseason game. Maybe there's a spot on special teams for him. We don't know. He discussed that. All the interviews online at Odyssey.com. But a lot of the players that we try to introduce you to, whether they were known names, brand names, stars, or unknown, purpose was that you can get a chance to know this Falcon football team. Because a lot of these guys that we talked to, Mike, are going to be a part of this season. And this is going to be hopefully one of those unique seasons, man, where we finally break through. We've said it. We got to get to the playoffs.
Right.
Got to get to the playoffs. I mean, that's what this is all about.
You go 7 years. We said this earlier. That's like we would be, you know, granted, we finally got to back-to-back winning seasons under Schmitty, and the expectations were raised. You know, but for years, you'd look over at a team like Detroit, just off in the weeds.
Yes.
You know, just year after year after year, just not doing it. It's like when you watch the NBA draft lottery show. It's like the rogues gallery of terrible basketball teams that are, like, perpetually stuck in neutral. That's where we are. And hopefully that changes. Look, it's going to be a tough. I think the NFC is just so loaded. I think you look at some of the opponents, the schedule's a beast. That's why Vegas has us at 7.5. We're going to wait till right before the season starts to give you our over-under. I know you're waiting with bated breath for what we think is going to be the number. But I did like what I saw this week. I still disagree with Coach Rob not having the guys out there and seeing Michael Penix, you know, do his thing. In a real live experience, the way that Joe Burrow said, we got 15 more reps than other teams. I wish we did.
Yep.
But they have their reason in that. And as we said, at this point, there's no point in arguing about it. It's the way they're doing it.
All right, man. Tomorrow, more Falcons conversation as we get ready for that second preseason game. And tomorrow's a big day. NBA schedule drops, which means the Hawks schedule. And we'll be all over that, talking about it and how that may look. Mike, we talked a little bit about Trae Young even end of last week into early this week. No new news there, guys, but the thought is that this probably is not going to happen with a new deal. But we're going to talk more about that tomorrow when the schedule drops. We'll get a chance to see where the Hawks are. We do know they're home for MLK, which should be the case every year, but they have also dropped the NBA Cup schedule, the four teams or the four games that will be in that. Oren said it, they're on Twitch, slow rolling the schedule tonight, so if you want to be on there and checking that out. But we'll talk more about that tomorrow. Chris is coming up. Stay right there, man. We got to get out of here and clear our throat. All right, Mike. Great time up there at Flowery Branch. And by the way, I got to mention this because I know he's listening. David Bassidy had his son out there today.
What a cute little kid, even for an Oklahoma fan.
Well, Not for long, because I'm teaching him the UT Hook'em sign, and it's only a matter of time. But I got to give Bass and all the folks, man, at Flowery Branch, Mike, their staff, they're great to us. Right. They do a terrific job, so I want to give them a big shout-out. I know they've been busy these last few days with all the Titan stuff, but carte blanche for us, man, and we appreciate it, the way you guys handle us. All right, we're back tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Make sure you're here. Big O, great work today. Day-Day's back tomorrow as well. Guys, we got Corky Kell, by the way. Want to mention that as well. High school football is back. Haven't talked enough about it today, but we'll talk more about it tomorrow. We've got all the games Saturday. I think we got four or three games all day Saturday, mid-morning, mid-afternoon. It's going down. So we got you covered with the Corky Kell.
Nice.
All right, Mike. Let's get out of here, man. Clear your throat.
Hey, man. I meant to get to this earlier in the week. I was talking to a well-heeled Georgia Tech booster, Carl.
Uh-oh.
One of these guys, you know, you'd probably, you know, ask the governor for some sugar over there on Paces Ferry. But anyway, this dude was talking about how good Brent Key's team looks in the practices he's got to take a look at. And the youth movement. Brent Key's got some real fire breathers on the defensive line. They got more running backs than they've ever had. And there's a, you know, a couple of guys are taking notice that this could be one of those years where they take a big leap. I know we've kind of slow rolled Georgia Tech in the past, but I do think the schedule is a couple of games like Clemson, which is going to be huge. But man, maybe this is the year where Georgia Tech, we can legitimately talk about them being a playoff team contender.
I hope so. What's the phrase, Mike? Raises all tides.
Yeah, a rising tide raises all the ships,
that's,
man.
That's right,
in this
man.
Town.
Let's hope that's the case. Hey, as we leave you today, bottom line is this. There are a lot of quarterbacks who would have talked today and then walked away. Michael Penix is about that life. And I only say that to say, for whatever you think about what happened today, understand his teammates appreciated it. And Mike and I just looked at each other when we heard Caden Ellis discuss that competitive thing. We said it. Some of your boys, man, if I was there, it would have been different. And then when it goes down, they are going the other way.
Yeah.
That wasn't Michael Penix today. Hey, if you love the show.
You tell your friends.
If you don't.
You don't know what it's like growing up hard on the mean streets of St. Simon's.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.